Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The moment that President Trump puts his hand on that Bible and takes the oath of office, as he has said, the occupation ends, Liberation Day begins. The moment
what kind of
President
a country
Trump
we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles Payne, welcome back to the program, my friend. How are things going?
Everything's going really well. Thank you very much. I'm feeling those animal spirits.
I'll bet you are. So has the market for the most part, right?
Oh, it's been amazing. It really, really has been. The so-called Trump trade, those specific Trump stocks or Bitcoin, things like that have been through the roof. But a lot of stocks that don't get a lot of recognition from the financial media, promising companies, have just come on strong. There's a really amazing feeling out there. And I really think it's reflective of the nation. Listen, look at this past week and all the sporting events and everyone doing the Trump dance or their Trump shimmy. There's a shimmy going on throughout the market right now.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was a little surprised to see you come out and endorse Dogecoin.
I'm
just kidding.
I tell you what, Doge has been the top performing asset of all assets since the election.
Wow. That's a shock, because didn't Musk start that sort of as a joke?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he did. But, Dogecoin is up right now 141%.
Wow.
Since November 19th. Yeah. Since November 5th, rather.
Yeah. Hey, Charles, yeah. I have to ask you about these tariffs that Trump wants, because you have some of these big companies like Walmart trying to freak people out, saying, if these are actually put in place, then we're going to have to raise prices on you.
Yeah, well, Walmart has got it going pretty good right now. I think the last thing you want to do is really try to start to freak people out or, hey, I've got to charge you a little bit extra for this plastic crap that you keep buying from us and making us the most valuable company in the world. Now, they really, I think they should be a little cool about it. But that does underscore something, right, that you have to give Trump so much credit, because he ran on tariffs and everyone hates tariffs. The liberals hate tariffs. The conservatives hate tariffs. And everyone points to Smoot Hawley back in, 1930, 1929, 1930 in the Great Depression. But Trump is looking at it differently. And by the way, we have tariffs right now. Believe it or not, we have tariffs in place right now. We've had them since 1700, and every country in the world has them right now. And we use them successfully to engineer our economy. The Fort Noy-McCumber tariffs of 1922 brought us out of a Great Depression into the Roaring Twenties. We had them under McKinley. And by the way, McKinley set up the next 36 years of Republican dominance, the fourth political system in our country, using tariffs as an economic policy. Yeah, things have changed, but in some ways, but by the same token, things haven't changed. We're the largest, strongest economy in the world. We should not get pushed around by unfair trade practices.
Yeah, I agree. Kim, who was the company you said was considering maybe pulling its factory out of China?
I'm trying to remember.
There's been a bunch of them.
Was it Columbia? The Columbia Sportswear? Was that
the company?
I don't
know. One of them said they might do that. So my question is, Charles, and I made this point to Kim earlier, you probably got a much better perspective on this from a 30,000-foot level, but, I mean, the United States is still the 500-pound gorilla in the room, right? I mean, when it comes to the economy. So I would expect a lot of these companies might make those moves before any tariff actually has to be placed.
My prediction before the election is that President Trump will have an Iranian hostage like moment. If you go back to the Iranian hostages, right, 444 days held hostage under Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan wins the election, and on January 20th, 1981, what happens? The day of the inauguration, they release all the hostages.
Yes.
I would be shocked if China does not make some sort of conciliatory move between now and the inauguration. I really would be shocked. Now, there's already an onshoring thing that began under Trump. China's economy is far weaker than it was before, in part to the to Trump, what he started, but also the zero child policy, their zero COVID policy. They backfired in every way possible. And Europe is just a complete basket case that just has shot itself in the foot. They've had a lot of elections there. If you thought we had some election an election shocker, there have been some massive ones over in Europe where people are starting to wake up. I just worry if it's too little too late.
Why does the left in this country, at least the left-leaning media, hate Howard Lutnick so much? The headline this morning on CNN is his Commerce Secretary pick is a crypto booster with ties to one of the industry's most controversial players.
You know what? I'm not sure. You know, Lutnick, of course, his firm lost more than anyone else in 9/11. They had the top floors over at the World Trade Center. I used to do his annual charity thing every year until they started getting bigger names. And
yeah,
like,
come
Charles,
on.
We got The Rock, my man. We don't need you this time. but when he first started it, they were happy to see me. But the left just simply hates. I mean, you know, the name calling, the finger pointing, the innuendos. It's just we need to be turning the page as a nation. And, you know, even if you don't like who won, you know, let's step back for a moment. Let's see what happens. OK, but they're going to continue to try to derail all of this. And I think they're making a big mistake because this has been well thought out. This is not these things aren't done on a whim. And the people who are involved are not dumb people. They're smart people. In fact, they're probably better historians than 99% of the folks writing these articles.
I was thinking that myself. I was writing in this morning, listening to some news headlines, and they introduced Linda McMahon, who he's promoted to be education secretary, you know, as instead of mentioning the fact that she, of course, used to run the Small Business Administration previously under Trump, the only thing they go to is her ties to wrestling. Like to Vince McMahon. That's how
right.
they introduced her. I mean,
right.
they're trying to tear him down every way they can.
But think about this. Think about how wrestling was like this little schlocky thing, maybe on local TV.
Yep.
And they turned it into a multi-billion dollar business. That's her resume. That's her resume. It's a remarkable resume. It's amazing. It's what they did with the wrestling, worldwide wrestling, it's beyond the imagination. If you went back 30, 40 years ago and thought about local wrestling and how corny it was and how localized it felt and what they were able to brand build on that. It's an example of people who do things, not talk about it, but who actually go out and have done it in real life.
It's true. Linda McMahon's 76 years old. Lord knows she could be happily retired, and she's stepping back into it to attack whatever's going on in education. I think it's fantastic. What are you talking about on the show today?
Well, we got to focus on NVIDIA. They report their earnings after the close. It's like the most important company in the world now because of AI. So we'll focus on that a little bit. I've got Joe Lavagna, who used to work with Trump. He's one of the top economists. He's going to explain to the audience why tariffs will not be inflationary at all. And so if anyone still wants more information on that, that's another reason to listen. And, of course, I've got some Bitcoin folks on. That's the Bitcoin. Doge has done better. But Bitcoin has done pretty good too.
Was it up to 82,000 now or something like that?
94,000.
Oh my God! It went up another 10 grand.
You can't blink. Yeah,
that's amazing, Charles. Great having you on again, my friend. Thank you.
Great being on. Miss you guys.
All right. See you later.
See you.
All right. Yep. Bye. Yeah. That's 90. It was 80 last week.
That's nuts.
He's like, you can't blink.
Maybe Charles should be working for the Department of Government Efficiency.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think they could afford him, but he'd be great.
He would be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. They're taking applications, by the way.
Yeah, and they want people who can work 80-plus hours a week.
And not get paid.
I'm sure wives are like, yes, honey, please go work for the Department of Government Efficiency 80-plus hours a week. And also, yeah, no income for us.
And just remember, if you don't, if you harbor the belief that they're not going to be able to accomplish anything. Imagine the look Elon Musk got the first time he told someone, hey, you know what? We're going to make a rocket go to space and come back and land right back where it started. They mm-hmm. probably looked at him like he had two heads. If he can do that, he ought to be able to clean up government.
I agree.
I'm just saying that expect that to happen shortly here in America.
Get more at 971talk.com.